This is episode 136 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, Islamic Sharia and the Mistreatment of Women by Hank Hanegraaff. This article first appeared in the Christian Research Journal print edition of volume 40, number 5, in 2017. The Christian Research Journal Reads podcast presents audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. To read the full text of this article and its documentation, please go to equip.org. That's EQUIP.org.
Islamic Sharia and the Mistreatment of Women by Hank Hanegraaff, read by Christina Wintersteller. President Donald Trump has been chastised for the vulgar mistreatment of women. As the famed sports columnist Christine Brennan put it, quote, "When you're in business with Donald Trump, the man who appeared on the infamous Access Hollywood videotape bragging that he could sexually assault women without having to worry about the ramifications, your values start to fade," unquote. According to Brennan, the very notion that a major golf tournament like the U.S. Women's Open should be played at Trump National is an affront to women everywhere. The alleged mistreatment of women by Trump, however, pales in comparison to the mistreatment of women shackled by Sharia. Yet a deafening silence continues to pervade the West. No less a luminary than former President Barack Obama considers all such noise a distraction, or worse, a distortion. Speaking from a mosque in Baltimore, he decried, quote, "distorted media portrayals," unquote, of Islam. Quote, "I've had mothers write and say, my heart cries every night, thinking about how her daughter might be treated at school. A girl from Ohio, 13 years old, told me, I'm scared. A girl from Texas signed her letter, a confused 14-year-old trying to find her place in the world," unquote. Obama insists we know the facts. Quote, "For more than 1,000 years, people have been drawn to Islam's message of peace," unquote. Indeed, according to Obama, quote, "the very word itself, Islam, comes from salam, peace," unquote. The Quran, of course, does not define the word Islam as, quote, peace, unquote. Islam means, quote, submission to the will of Allah, unquote. And many who have experienced Sharia firsthand do not share Obama's enthusiasm. While his heart aches for how Muslim girls are treated in school, their hearts ache for how girls are treated in Sharia. What Obama lauds as a wonderful system of law and life, they loathe as systematic oppression. In Heretic, former Muslim Ayan Hirsi Ali explains the horror of Sharia for women. Quote, "Repeatedly, women are considered under the code to be worth, at most, half a man. Sharia subordinates women to men in a multitude of ways. The requirement of guardianship by men, the right of men to beat their wives, the right of men to have unfettered sexual access to their wives, the right of men to practice polygamy, and the restriction of women's legal rights in divorce cases, in estate law, in cases of rape, in court testimony, and in consent to marriage," unquote. In her book, Cruel and Usual Punishment, Egyptian-born author Noni Darwish explains what it was like to grow up in Egypt under Sharia law. Quote, "For the first 30 years of my life, I lived as a virtual slave. I was a bird in a cage, a second-class citizen who had to watch what I said even to my close friends. Under Islamic law, I had to live in a gender-segregated environment and always be aware that the legal and social penalty for sin could end my life," unquote. Darwish goes on to explain that Sharia, quote, "deals with all aspects of day-to-day life, including politics, economics, banking, business law, contract law, marriage, divorce, child rearing and custody, sexuality, sin, crime, and social issues. It makes no distinction between public and private life, treating all aspects of human relations as governable by Allah's law." The Sharia laws are based on the Quran and Hadiths, Sayings an example of the prophet, as well as centuries of debate, interpretation, and precedent, unquote. Says Darwish, quote, it allows a woman seen without a headdress to be flogged, punishes rape victims, and calls for beheading for adultery. I never questioned or challenged it, or dared to even think about its validity, unquote. As, quote, a student of history, unquote, Obama understands all of this and more. He is also well aware that Muslim women in the West are in no position to expose what many may consider hypocrisy. As Darwish makes plain, Muslim women who complain about the inequities of Sharia suffer untold consequences. Quote, the Quran, various hadiths, and Sharia all prescribe severe punishment for the rebellious woman, unquote. Indeed, quote, a rebellious woman can be beaten by her husband and ordered by the Sharia court to never leave the home without his permission in Bayt al-Ta'ah, meaning house of obedience, a practice that amounts to house arrest, unquote. When Darwish and Hirsi Ali write about Sharia law, they are not blowing smoke. Like Obama, both grew up in a Muslim context. Darwish writes, quote, a Muslim woman who commits adultery is to be stoned to death. Unmarried girls who have sex must be flogged. Women's testimony in court is half the value of a man. Women get half the inheritance of a man. There is no community property between husband and wife. If a woman is killed, her indemnity money is half the indemnity money of a man. If her family follows Shafi'i law, then her clitoris must be removed at a young age. That is female castration in order for the man to make sure her sexual appetite is suppressed. She needs her guardian's permission for marriage or else it is void. She needs her husband's or male relative's permission for travel. She must cover all her body except her face and hands, unquote. In short, quote, while Islam claims respect for the woman's body, the laws do not support that claim. Sharia stones women for adultery, but men are not stoned for rape. Such inequity contradicts any claims of Islam's honor of women, unquote. Yet Obama waxes eloquent regarding Islam's, quote, proud tradition of tolerance, unquote, and ominously warns Westerners against, quote, impeding Muslim citizens from practicing religion as they see fit, unquote, emphasis added. In Obama's world, impeding the religio-socio-political practices of Islam is nothing less than a manifestation of rank hostility and, quote, we can't disguise hostility towards any religion behind the pretense of liberalism, unquote, emphasis added. Behind the rhetoric of Obama lurks the ever-present specter of censorship. To question the, quote, proud tradition, unquote, of Sharia is now considered, quote, hostility, unquote, and to impede, quote, Muslim citizens from practicing religion as they see fit, unquote, is characterized as Islamophobia. If consistent with his own dogmatism, Obama would have little tolerance for those who question the right of a Muslim man to hit a rebellious wife who refuses to allow him, quote, full lawful sexual enjoyment of her person, unquote. Why? Because in accordance with Sharia ordinances, quote, it is permissible for him to hit her if he believes that hitting her will bring her back to the right path, unquote, emphasis added. What for Obama is tolerant, for Hirsi Ali and Darwish is terrifying. From their vantage point, the 13-year-old girl who wrote to the president had a right to be scared. Scared not only because the then most powerful man in the world considered Islam enlightened, but scared because of what she will be subjected to under its legalities. Hirsi Ali tells the horrifying story of a 13-year-old girl in Somalia who was found guilty of adultery after reporting that she had been raped by three men. Unlike the 13-year-old girl from Ohio who told Obama that she was scared because someone might scorn her, Aisha Ibrahim Duhulo, named after the Prophet Muhammad's 9-year-old wife, was dragged screaming and flailing into a stadium in Kismayo to be stoned. Quote, it took four men to bury her up to her neck in the hole. Then 50 men spent 10 minutes pelting her with rocks and stones. After 10 minutes had passed, there was a pause. She was dug out of the ground and two nurses examined her to see if she was still alive. Someone found a pulse and breathing. Aisha was returned to the hole and the stoning continued, unquote. Following the Sharia stoning, quote, a local sheikh told a radio station that Aisha had provided evidence, confirmed her guilt, and was happy with the punishment under Islamic law, unquote. For social commentator Rod Dreher, quote, the idea that someone as robustly vulgar, fiercely combative, and morally compromised as Trump will be an avatar for the restoration of Christian morality and social unity is beyond delusional, unquote. Likewise, for social commentators in the West to downplay Sharia's mistreatment of women is beyond dangerous.
Thank you for listening to another episode from the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which provides audio articles of Christian Research Journal articles. If you go to equip.org, you will find a brand new article for the Christian Research Journal published weekly. In addition, please subscribe to our other podcasts. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, you will find the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features interviews with Christian Research Journal authors, our flagship podcast, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI President Hank Hanegraaff takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in in-depth, free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting and informative people on the planet. At equip.org, you will also find a lot of resources to equip you, including many thousands of Christian Research Journal articles. That's equip.org.